You know, before I started reading this, we have introduction about, first message was about the temple, right? And Daniel's talking about the temple, and Susan talked about the temple. And remember Daniel said that David set up the priesthood and those 24 cycles, even though David wasn't going to be there. So, this is kind of interesting. In the book of Psalms, what I'm going to do today is just read. There are called Psalms of Ascent. Now, when David designed the temple, though he didn't get to build it, but he designed it with 15 steps. You remember what Jeff said about the number 15? You forgot. Well, you may have to go back and just type in and key in and find what he said about 15 is a very interesting number. There are 15 psalms. They're right directly in order. If you want to know where they're at, it starts with 120. Psalms 120, and we go from there on until they reach the total of 15. Now, as I read them, I want you to kind of picture what goes on, because what the ceremony was, when you're rising up to the ascent, each one of these psalms were sung by the Levitical priesthood as they went up and they made a song. And you'll hear each one. Then the next step, they did the next song. The next step, the next song, to reach the very top one. They did the 15th one. And you'll recognize some of these words, because we have so most of the songs that we have that we dance to are involved with the song of ascent. And when you do, I want you to put yourself in a little bit in the future. All right? Way in the future. Picture it's the Messiah leading the whole scenario. All right? Because in a sense, as we climb into that temple, though we are the temple of the living God, I understand that, but there is a temple that's in heaven that God has not yet brought down. He will. All right? Psalms 120. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and He heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior, with coals of broom wood. Woe to me, that I dwell in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelling too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall never slumber or sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going in and your coming in. Your going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I was glad when they said to me, come, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companion, I will now say, peace be within you. Because the house of the Lord of our God, I will seek your good. Unto you I lift my eyes, to you who dwell in the heavens, who behold as the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord of our God until he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, let Israel now say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, then men rose up. When men rose up against us, then we should have swallowed, or we would have been swallowed, us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, when the waters would have overwhelmed us, the streams would have gone over our soul, when the swollen waters would have gone over our soul, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As a bound surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of the wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. Let the righteous reach out their hands to equality. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. As for such has turned aside their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. When our mouths were filled with laughter, and when our tongue was singing, and we said that among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bringing back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall weep in joy. Those who are continuously going forth weeping, bearing seed of sorrow, shall doubtless come with rejoicing, bringing the sleeves with them. Until the Lord builds a house, the laborer in vain who builds it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen awake in vain. In vain, for you rise up early to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are the heritages of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is reward. With arrows of the hands of a warrior, so are the children of the one's youth. Happy is a man who has a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his way. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your home. The children are like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord blesses you out of Zion and may see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace upon Israel. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plower plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cord of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turn back. Let them be as the grass on the housetop, which withers before it grows up, with which the weepers does not fill his hand, nor he who binds sieves his arms. Neither let those who pass by them say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my cry. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, Lord, should mark iniquity, O Lord, who should stand? Who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his words I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than those who watched for the morning, yes, more than those who watched for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. And with his abundance of redemption, he shall redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord for his time and forevermore. O Lord, remember David and his afflictions, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob, surely I will not go into the chambers of my house, nor go up into the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes, slumber to my eyelids, until I find peace, a place rather, for the Lord to dwell, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we have heard of it in Ephraim. Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the woods. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place, for you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let their saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn in truth to David. He will not turn from it. I will set your throne upon the fruit of your body. If your sons will keep my covenant and my testimony, which I shall teach them, their sons also shall sit upon their thrones forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation. And her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. The enemies I will clothe with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edges of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth. Bless you from Zion. When you reach that 15th step, you're in the temple. You're with God. And all those who are with you, how good it is they dwell together in the house of God.